I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
Harry's on the ready.
Hey, Harry's on the phone. Harry, good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, good to hear from you. Say, listen, wanted to talk this morning about owls. And Heidi Holton was given the opportunity to observe a pair of owls around her house, barred owls around her house this past week. And I wonder if you could just elucidate a little bit about the barred owl, and we'll get Heidi to talk about her story. But what can you tell us about the barred owls and maybe what they're doing this time of year?
Well, this is the time of year that... Can you hear me first?
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, so barred owls, right now, you want to be in a woods that's... the best place would be around a river or a lake edge, but something wet. And if you want to put up a box to try and attract them in there, you can create like a wood duck type box. And it doesn't have to have a top on it. It could be an open air one, or it could be one with like a regular wood duck box with a hole of about 3 inches in diameter, and it could, they'll use that too. Or just start walking around your woods, and if you see a lot of dead trees with broken tops or big old pileated woodpecker holes, that's where they like to go and nest. And they'll start nesting around April 15th, middle of April.
So we've got a little bit of, they haven't really begun to nest yet. They're still searching out spots.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I one time I remember telling you about seeing one actually disappear into a hole in an aspen. And it was probably that, an old pileated woodpecker nest. But I saw it actually land and then disappear into this hole. And I was like, oh my gosh, a nest. So, well, let's, I want Heidi to tell you a little bit about what she saw. And then maybe you can go on to tell us a little bit more about the barred owl.
Well, it was thrilling, of course, Harry, but it was all the things that you just said. So it's by a lake. We have a wood duck house in the tree where they were, which I didn't realize they were kind of hanging out by there. I thought it was just one, and then we could hear two, but also some dead trees. And so they just hung out there for a long time. We got some photos. I was actually doing, which I highly recommend. I've been doing more things with my family, like video chats that we've never done. So I had people on video with me who thought I was nuts, from Minneapolis and from Anchorage, Alaska. And I was saying, just a minute, I got to go. There's owls. I ran away from the video and they thought that was hilarious. But it was well worth it to miss a few minutes with them to see this pair of owls. They were not back last night, but we are watching for them for sure.
Yeah, this is, this is the time of year they'll be selecting and a nest area. And, if you are out there, I was doing a little hooting yesterday and didn't have any luck. But, if you're out there and you start, you can practice first in the shower and get your hooting down in the shower. And then once you do that, you can go outside and practice on the real thing and see if you can get them to announce where they are in that area, or just start looking up in the air and at the tops of your trees that are dead. And dead wood is good wood. And I know that you were castigating the porcupines this morning, but, you know, remember, those porcupines also make dead trees.
They're
which
creating
is good.
Habitat, yeah.
And there's a lot of things. There's over 60 species of birds and mammals and reptiles and amphibians that use dead trees. So in this area, just in this area. So don't be so mean to them.
So, Harry, I need to know how to practice that hooting in the shower. What's that sound like?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I need to know how to practice that hooting sound when I'm in the shower. Can you mimic it for me?
I can give it a try. And then at the same time, I'll watch all the chipmunks run away in the snow. Okay, here we go. So, yeah, a lot of people call it who cooks for you, who cooks for you all, but they do a lot of different calls. And at this time of year when they're mating, there will be a lot of cackles and strange things, and I'll try and work a few of those in. Here it goes. Okay, there.
Wow. Now I get why you say I need to practice. I will. Yeah. Thank you.
My parents used to hate it because I practiced in the shower.
At least you were in the shower,
you know,
Harry.
Then
owl
will come, and it sits in your around your house or, your living area, and all of a sudden you start wishing, dang, I wish that thing would shut up. So they can be pretty amorous at this time and start interacting quite a bit.
I actually heard great horned owls this morning about 5 o'clock, a pair of them. And they live near me, so I'm not surprised that they're still calling. But according to the pictures that I'm getting from my niece down in St. Louis Park, the little owlet that they have has gone beyond the sort of white fluffy to more of a tawny brown, and you can start to see some of the ear tufts, the horns that are going to be created on the owl's head. So it's growing, and I suspect up here their young are probably still at that white fuzzy stage.
You know, John and Heidi, if you start hearing gray horned owls in the area, you almost certainly will not get barred owls. They don't mix. The great horned owls will kill the barred owls, and they're much smaller in size. And so they'll get them out of the area. And, you know, if whenever you hear green horned owls, it's not going to be an area that you're going to want to stop again and check out if there's any barred owls in the area, because they just don't mix.
That's interesting. I wasn't aware of that. I have heard barred owls in the past, but now that you mention it, I haven't heard any barred owls since January, at least, when the great horned owls started calling. So,
I used to do a lot of owl routes, and you know, that's one of the things that really sticks with me. That, you know, if you've got to an area, once they start cutting over an area and the area is turned into younger forests and things like that, a lot more forest edge, then you bring in the great horned owls, and then, you know, over time you're not seeing those or hearing the barred owls anymore. And that seems to be, you know, younger forest edge is a great place for great horned owls, but not so much for barred owls. They like older, mature forests.
Interesting. Well, Harry, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I trust that you're staying well, and we'll continue to do so. I'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, by the way, and I think you'll hear about this in future talks that you're going to have with Dr. Osterholm. But, yeah, it's here in Itasca County now, if you didn't know there. So, be careful, everyone. This is not something to just be careless with, that's for sure.
Well, I think you gave us all the advice. We just heard from Kristen, who is listening from Big Fork. She said, best thing I've heard today, you can practice hooting in the shower, from Harry Hutchins. So stay in your homes or outside your homes and practice hooting and be safe. Because you're right, Harry, there was one reported COVID-19 test, the positive test in Itasca County, also in Beltrami, Manoman, Clearwater, Crow Wing County and Cass County each have one or two. But since we are low on tests, very, very low, that does not give an adequate number of who might be having it. So stay safe, keep your family safe, and stay away from other folks and keep washing your hands. Thanks, Harry.
Thank you, Harry.
Can I say one more thing?
You may.
Yeah, and, you know, as far as barred owls go, I find that they do real well in old mature forests that are close to vernal ponds. And this is the time of year, if you're trying to construct a wood duck box, put it by a vernal pond. Don't put it on a lake or on a river edge, or especially a lake, because those wood ducks want to nest away from a lake, within a mile from a lake. They want to nest in the little ponds, and then the kids just jump out of the box and hit the soft soil, the leaf litter, and she parades them off into a bigger lake to raise them, or a river. So, and it's kind of like the same thing with barred owls. You know, barred owls are animals of not real deep, big water. So hang in there, and I hope to see you out in the woods someday.
All right, Harry, thanks so much for joining us. Harry's a retired forest ecologist. He joins us on Tuesday mornings for a program we call A Talk on the Wild Side.
Show.